In this bulletin, Cambodia and Thailand sign a truce to end the worst fighting in years. NT police investigating a death in custody in Tennant Creek. And in cricket, England celebrating their first test victory on Australian soil in 15 years. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to halt weeks of fierce border clashes, the worst fighting in years between the two Southeast Asian countries. The agreement signed by the Thai Defence Minister and his Cambodian counterpart has ended 20 days of fighting that killed at least 101 people and displaced more than 500,000 on both sides. The clashes were reignited in early December after a breakdown in a ceasefire that United States President Donald Trump helped broker to halt a previous round of fighting in late July. A spokesman for the Thai Defence Ministry, Surasant Kongsiri, says the ceasefire will be monitored for 3 days before displaced residents are allowed to return home.
The ceasefire will be monitored and observed for 72 hours to confirm that it is real and continuous. Once the situation stabilizes, civilians will be able to safely return to their homes, after which the 18 detained Cambodian soldiers will be released when the hostilities cease.
Russian strikes have plunged hundreds of thousands of homes in Ukraine into darkness as President Volodymyr Zelensky prepares to meet US President Donald Trump in coming days. Mr. Zelensky said some 500 drones and 40 missiles pounded the capital, Kyiv, and showed Russian President Vladimir Putin doesn't want to end the invasion. An expanding domestic corruption scandal has also continued to plague Mr. Zelensky as he held talks with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney before departing for Washington. The Ukrainian leader has said the so-called 20-point peace plan proposed by the US is 90% ready, but some of the most intractable questions remain.
The key question is what security guarantees President Trump is prepared to give Ukraine. I understand that legally binding guarantees depend on both President Trump and Congress. We appreciate the team's discussion and the fact that there is a shared vision. However, it will depend on the US President, what he is ready to provide, when he is ready to provide it, and for how long. I would be truly grateful if his decision aligns with our wish.
In the Northern Territory, police are investigating a death in custody that occurred in a watch house in Tennant Creek on Saturday afternoon. A 44-year-old female prisoner was found unconscious in her cell around 1 p.m. and was transferred to hospital where she died shortly afterwards. A crime scene has been established and the incident is being treated as a death in custody, with the cause of the death yet to be determined. Staying in the NT, a man has been arrested after a Boxing Day stabbing in a remote Aboriginal community that left one man dead. A 35-year-old man suffered serious chest injuries after being stabbed at a residence in the community of Laramba in Central Australia, which is about 200 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs. Northern Territory police say he died a short time later at the local medical clinic. Police were called in from surrounding centres, including Tea Tree, Yandamu and Alice Springs, and a 39-year-old man was later arrested in Yandamu, which is 140 kilometres west of the stabbing incident. To sport now, and in the Sydney to Hobart, leader Master Lock Comanche held a narrow advantage of 4 nautical miles over major rival Law Connect on Saturday evening in the Bass Strait. The retirement list grew on the second day of sailing, with one of the favourites for the handicap crown, URM Group, forced to pull the pin with hull damage around 4:30 p.m. URM Group reported all crew was safe and the boat was making a 6-hour trip to the New South Wales south coast. And in cricket, England have ended an 18-test winless streak in Australia, pulling off a 2-day run chase to claim a chaotic fourth Ashes test by 4 wickets at the MCG. It's England's first test victory on Australian soil in 15 years. With hopes of regaining the Ashes already gone after defeats in Perth, Brisbane and Adelaide, this win in Melbourne salvages some pride for England and turns down the heat on coach Brendan McCullum. It's become the second two-day test of the summer in a massive financial blow to Cricket Australia after the series opener in Perth also ended with 3 days to spare. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.